Episode 3266, Shatter the Roadblocks.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Are you on countdown for a different reason? Oh, yes, it's Inspiration Motivation Day, which leads us to only one more day until the weekend. Whoop, whoop. Are you ready for Friday? Well, you got to get inspiration motivation first. So let's dive in. It's time to shatter the roadblocks. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, you know, life is a journey. And we know this. How many times do we even have to say it? But seriously, let's think about this for a moment. Life is a journey and it's filled with twists and turns. Right? You're coming and going. It's a roller coaster. And at times, the path ahead can feel exhausting, making us doubt our own abilities and passions. It's time to shatter the roadblocks and unlock the untapped potential within. Come on, you've got this. Instead of giving up, you got to dig a little deeper. Think about this. What if you tapped into the resilience within you and rediscovered the burning fire that fuels your desires? It's time to shatter those roadblocks and unlock that untapped potential. It really is. But you have to first understand and recognize that you're embarking on a journey, which you are. It's a long one. It's a marathon. Get over it. There's going to be excitement and motivation often, and it's going to lead the way. And when you eagerly dive into the new experiences, you're going to be fueled by this initial wave of enthusiasm. It's like, woohoo! You know, you go to the game and it starts off and I'm talking about a football game, by the way. And it starts off as being, yes, nothing is impossible. We really can win the game until you're what? 20 points behind on the scoreboard. And as you know, time goes on. And that's when you encounter obstacles that seem insurmountable, sapping you all of your energy and motivation. But let me tell you this. It's during these moments of exhaustion that you find your true strength. That's where your strength emerges. You know, I've been watching some incredible football games recently in the playoffs. You know, you had the top four teams. And, you know, are you an Alabama or Michigan fan? Maybe you liked that game. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you were watching Texas versus Washington, right? I mean, come on. At times, you probably thought, my team's going to do it. Maybe you're like, Christiane, I really don't care about football. That's okay. Go back to a time when you cared about something that was game related. Even if you have to go all the way back to high school or middle school, seriously, right? You have that enthusiasm. It's like, yeah, we got this. And then the scoreboard shows something different. You're like, yeah, not so much. Shatter the roadblocks. Passion is not always a feeling, but a commitment to action. Are you ready to take aim? Action ignites motivation. Are you ready to keep going? And that is the essence of what it takes to push past the roadblocks that hinder your progress. Passion is not always about feeling motivated or inspired. There are many days I get up, I'm being honest with you. I don't want to talk to you. Now, that disappears pretty quickly because I do think of you as family. And just like, you know, if you have children, you can relate to this. You love your kids, but man, they make you mad. And you're like, for a moment, you're like, ugh, that's it. I'm done with you. And you could like hang them out on the, you know, on the line, on their little toesies and be like, that's fine. They can just figure it out. But then you know that's not really the case, right? Because you have a moment. We all have those moments. And passion isn't about always feeling motivated and inspired. It's not about, oh, I got this, get up and go. Sometimes it's the hard knocks, you just gotta keep going. It's about finding the determination within yourself to keep going, even when you don't want to. It's about building that resilience and tapping into your fire space. That's the place where dreams live and goals are achieved, right? Where the embers keep burning. Sometimes those embers go out and then you got to figure out what, how to fuel it again. So think about what fuels your desires. What are the dreams and goals you deeply cherish? Take a moment and reflect on what drives you. envisioning the outcome and the impact it will have on your life and those around you. Right? Visualization, it truly can help reignite a flickering ember and breathe life back into your pursuits. You're like, yeah, I got this. I'm going for it. This is awesome. I got to tell you, I've been wrestling with a few things. You know, what we're doing here at Create Your Now, it takes money, just like it does with any other business. And a lot of people are like, well, why haven't you gone nonprofit? There's a reason. I do a lot of things differently because of just the way we're set up at Create Your Now. But let me tell you, I operate from the aspect of a nonprofit, meaning from the heart. Because my friend, you're family. And I think you can have that charitable, cherished, heart-giving passion within you, that thread that keeps you going, but you operate differently from a quote-unquote tax perspective, right? And so I've had to wrestle with a few things. And I got to tell you, it hasn't been easy. And at times, man, it's been some major, major roadblocks. And if you will, join with me in prayer. We've got to open up some things because airtime, whether it's podcast, whether it's TV, it takes money. And as much as I would like to give away everything I do for free, well, it's going to cost something. And we all have to kind of share in that fee. And so I'm having to really think about how I'm setting up the business. And quite frankly, that's not the part of what I like doing. I like building a relationship with you. I like coming into your ear. I like being a part of your everyday and walking you through it. Being that person that it's like, gosh, it's like she just knows me. And there are times that I get on here and you guys do more for me than you ever know. But I got to shatter the roadblocks. Are you willing to do the same? What fuels your desires? Visualize it. It's crucial to remember that roadblocks, they're not permanent. They are detours without motion. Think about that for a minute. Meaning they are temporary obstacles that test your commitment and resolve. What does this make possible? My friend Dan Miller says. Instead of viewing them as setbacks, consider them as opportunities for growth, for expansion. Allow yourself to be stretched. I can go back and say, gosh, I don't know how I'm going to pay the airtime fee, but you know what? Somehow we're going to figure it out. Who knows? Maybe someone listening right now is like, well, I've got something that I would like to be able to give. Reach out to me. We're working on ways. We're tweaking some things to make it easier. But you see, every roadblock presents a chance to learn, to adapt, and to become stronger. More resilient, more determined, not stubborn, but determined. It builds that perseverance muscle. You know, a muscle doesn't get stronger unless you tear it down so it can be built back up. Think about that when you're facing a roadblock. Your endurance, your perseverance, your commitment, all those muscles that you need to work to be successful personally, professionally, individually, on all aspects of your life holistically, you got to build that muscle, which means you got to tear it down. But then you get stronger because of it, don't you? It's all how you choose to respond. And in those moments when you find you're just not done, remember that discipline is the bridge between goals and achievements. And when you embrace discipline, you can push through the resistance and stay on track even when the going gets tough. Discipline is the act of showing up day after day after day, regardless of how you feel. Maybe you're facing some New Year's resolutions. We could have a whole episode on that. Notice I haven't done that yet. Mentioned them a couple times. Because you already know about New Year's resolutions. Everybody quits by the 21st of January. That's doomsday. But you see, if you really want to live out your New Year's resolutions. They don't have to be New Year's resolutions, because your new day is every day. You've got to discipline yourself. You've got to have that self-control. It's about putting in the work, even when the passion momentarily fades. So my friend, lean in. Embrace the discomfort. Dig a little deeper. Confront these roadblocks head on. It's time to shatter them. And as you push through on this adventurous journey, because it is, of conquering the roadblocks and embracing your passion, remember, the person who goes farthest is often the one who is willing to do what others won't. Way to go, Dale Carnegie. Uphold your commitment to action for yourself, because therein lies the true power to overcome any obstacle and unlock the extraordinary potential within you. You know, you're not ordinary if you're giving the extra commitment, the extra time, the extra endurance. That's what makes you extraordinary. So when you're on this journey of shattering the roadblocks, because you're going to have them, maybe you're living a high life right now. Man, it's only the fourth day of January. Whoop, whoop. Everything looks good until you hit the first roadblock. But when you decide to shatter the roadblocks, it's not about feeling like doing it. It's about finding the drive to just do it. Yeah, we stole that one from Nike. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.